I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh.
Well, HelloFresh.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host Nick Mason.
You really sped through that intro.
I know you got to go to work. I'm like, let's move it along, eh?
Right?
Yeah.
But in many ways, I'm at work.
That's true.
Which
work do you prefer? Sitting here and barely doing anything, or the one where you have to concentrate and do stuff?
Can I say neither? I'd rather do neither, if I'll be honest with you. Just nothing.
Don't you love all the great listeners?
Yeah, but I mean,
don't you love most of the great listeners?
Well, look, I love most of the great listeners, but I also like staring at a wall.
Yeah, it's good to
know. Just not doing anything. You
yeah.
know?
I have a friend who genuinely does that. Like, to decompress, he'll like just sit in front of a wall. And I'm like, I wish I had that kind of
wall.
Yeah.
You wish you had that magic wall that he has, you know? Just that perfect shade of taupe.
But you know what I mean? Like, that's not decompressing
for
me.
Weird.
That's madness.
That is absolutely madness. That guy's going to snap. You tell me who that is after the show, and I'll be sure to avoid him.
All right, so we got some more Chadwick Boseman news up top.
I see.
It's not good or bad news. It's still bad news.
Yeah, exactly.
But just in terms of what was known about his illness.
And who knew?
So it's from the Hollywood Reporter, says a source close to them that the 43-year-old actor was convinced until about a week before his death that he was going to beat cancer and would be able to gain his weight back for the Black Panther sequel that was scheduled to go into production in March and even set to prepare for a new film beginning in September.
Wow.
So I guess that also would speak to why it seems like nobody knew.
Yeah.
Because like, we were wondering last week, like, did anybody at Marvel know, like, outside of his family, what studios knew? And
yeah, right. But it seems like he was like, well, I'll just beat it.
Yeah.
And then
just business as
maybe,
huge,
yeah, I'll tell people. I'll tell people afterwards. I guess, you know.
That's incredible, though.
That
like just that mindset to be like, right. I'll just
beat this
cancer through this, and then in a few months I'll just
do two more movies.
Yeah, and you know, look, that blows my mind. Like that's incredible. And if you know, he didn't have to tell anybody. So you know, good on him. Like
do it
the way you know, battle cancer the way that you want to do it. Disney sources close to the company also they're processing the grief apparently, and they're not looking at this at this point they're looking at how to pay tribute to Boseman and not at the making of Black Panther 2.
Yeah, right.
Though at the same time, I'd imagine they're thinking, what are we going to do for Black Panther?
What is happening? Yeah. We are spiraling here. What are we going to do?
Yeah. So there you go. That's where we're at with that. So that's again not good news.
Absolutely not.
Just the more I hear about this, the more it's just mind-blowing that he was able to keep it a secret, the strength that he had, like it's phenomenal. So,
do you have some good news?
Star Wars news?
Okay, I guess that's good. Sure.
Yeah, okay. You like Star Wars. No, this is good news.
The Mandalorian's coming back.
It's coming
back.
We
have a release date for The Mandalorian, right?
Season 2, yes. October 30th, I believe.
Oh,
it's coming
just
up.
Time for All Hallows Eve.
Oh, my God. It's spooky times. Put a costume on, but stay indoors.
Right.
That's this Halloween, I'd imagine. Yeah, so you excited for that? We saw it. There was a logo. I don't know if you saw it.
It's blue.
The last one was like a, you know, it's like a goldy sandy color, and this one's blue.
What's the significance of that?
Space. Coldness
water,
of
water,
space.
Water.
Oh.
This season's underwater, completely underwater.
My goodness.
Yeah.
I feel like that. Is that helmet? It's not waterproof, is it?
They're probably intended to be waterproof, but they're mostly
is
not.
Is there a ksh when he takes it off?
I think there is, yeah.
Because I know with the old Stormtrooper helmets, they just rattle it around.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
You can fit your whole hand
in. I was going to say, you could, you know, most Stormtroopers on Tatooine, they have like a stick they use to scratch them, their cheek. They're itchy in there. They're just sticking in between.
Yeah, that's it. So that's exciting. That's something that they managed to finish filming before before all the lockdowns happened. And
that's also a mostly indoors show.
That's exactly right.
In a sense,
right,
they can film almost anything indoors with those magic screens they have.
There's a few outdoor stuff, like they built some marketplaces and stuff, but it's mostly magic screens, which makes me think also season 3 is probably not going to be that affected.
Yeah, right.
Unless we have some kind of breakout, which we will talk about.
Oh, no, there is more videos. I'd forgotten about that. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that, Because, Mason.
Yes.
Because.
Yes.
Because.
Yes, go on.
Clear some space in your diary because you're going to need some time to die.
Oh, my goodness.
Just between me and you.
Oh, yes.
If you would.
Well, that takes on a whole different... Look, we've had a laugh, haven't we? But that takes on a whole new aspect currently in the current times.
I'm glad that this news wasn't paired with other news. This is like... I think The Mandalorian was a good buffer, but... Yeah, we got it.
That's a good tagline for 2020, though. Clear some space in your diary because you're going to want to die, whatever it is.
Need some time to die.
Need some time to die. That's right. Because the new trailer came out.
For James Bond, No Time to Die, the 25th movie, the final of the Daniel Craig 14-year run.
Wow.
We were so young when it started, Mason.
God.
Do you remember how young we were?
Not that young.
So fresh-faced.
No, not really fresh-faced.
We were just a couple of surfer dudes just cruising the coast.
Okay, that part is true. We were searching for that endless summer. That is very true.
So that's a good trailer.
Yeah.
Action heavy?
Very action heavy, yeah.
Who's he trusting this time? He doesn't know.
I mean, probably the new 00.
But is it though?
And not Ana de Armas, who's like...
Yeah, but I think maybe she's got in deep though. No, that's the other one. His wife? Is he married?
I don't know.
He retired.
Yes.
Yeah. So I didn't watch it too closely because it's kind of like, this is like the fourth or fifth trailer on this one now.
Yeah, right,
We get a bit more of Rami Malek, of course.
That's true, yeah.
And
wants to make the world a bit more clean and orderly.
Oh,
it seems.
One of these guys.
Yeah, he's one of these guys, exactly. Yeah.
Jeez, I think they're.
Why do you concentrate on bloody cleaning up your face, mate?
Do you think that's where it stems from, though?
Maybe. Yeah.
It's like, if I can't clean my face, I'll clean the entire planet.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then Bond's like, "Hey, maybe just get like some dermabrasion," and he's like, "Oh yeah."
Is that what it is, man, though? I think it's. What do you think's going on with his face? It's some kind of like villainous accident.
Do you think they're going to tie it in with Blofeld? Do you think it's going to be?
Yeah, well, he's in the trailer, isn't he? He's like, "You've visited me again, glass prisons."
That's exactly right. Was there so Bond's parent, Bond and Blofeld's parents were killed in a skiing accident?
Yes.
Was there also a fire involved somehow?
Their house burned down.
That's it.
That was a different thing. That was a Skyfall house.
Oh,
you think he was in the Skyfall house?
Maybe.
Oh man, you know what? Probably.
But I mean, but the Skyfall house burned down in the current, in the present
day. Yeah, but he could have been like a henchman in there.
Oh.
And Bond like shot him with a nail gun and burnt his face or whatever happened at the end of that movie.
But also, I was thinking, that's the thing. It's been so long since the last Bond, the last couple of Bond movies that they've all sort of blurred together. Here's my guess that he was involved in Skyfall burning down, but there was a first time. When they were kids, Skyfall burned down. It's like Wayne Manor burned down and then they rebuilt it.
Okay.
I reckon Skyfall burned down and he was like the child of a servant.
Oh,
and
okay.
And then he's sworn revenge and now he's become an international terrorist because he got burned up in the fire.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And what's his name? It's like, "Don't you remember," because he goes to visit him, "don't you remember your past?" And Bond's like, "Are these all about my past?"
See, that's what I'm
thinking.
And
he's like, "Yes, it's all about your past."
I have a feeling and I'm getting the sense that this guy is... He's intrinsically linked with Bond and Blofeld's past, because why wouldn't he be? Why couldn't he just be an unrelated person of the billions of people on Earth?
Because you can't end a franchise on like, he just stopped a bomb.
Yeah, right.
Just a guy had a bomb and he just stopped him. You know
who was it? Some rando. It's in the official report. You see the report close at the end. It's got, you know, Her Majesty's Secret Service, culprit some rando.
Clunk, big clunk. Red stamp.
Case closed,
yeah. I think the last one was supposed to be like, that was supposed to tie it together and cap it off. Because it wasn't very good, people are like, "Well, what if..."
What if there was another one? What if Bond was related to another person?
Yeah. I like the Bond who everybody he knows is dead.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
He cuts all his ties, you know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. you know what he's about.
Yeah. Anyway, I think Ana de Armas' character is the traitor in this one.
Yeah, well, it's one of the two, isn't it? Always.
Yeah.
There's an evil lady and a good lady. Though I think there's one exception. There's a few exceptions. One of them is, we just did the Brosnan ones, which is the Michelle Yeoh one.
Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yes. And there's, is Halle Berry? Not Halle Berry. From Lois and Clark is in that one too, right?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, yes. So there were two. Both of them Terry were good Hatcher. In that one. Yeah, Terry Hatcher. Thank you. There we go.
Is this going to be a whole episode of people screaming at us like, Terry Hatcher, Michelle Yeoh, Tomorrow Never Dies, the name of the movie, the actor. Yes, it is.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, no, that's... What if this is the Bond movie where they just turn it all up on its head and it's just the new 00 and Ana de Armas and his ex-wife just standing over his dead body being like, whew, didn't see that coming. We're all alive.
And friends.
Yeah, we're all alive. We're all having friends, but going to brunch. Bond is dead. We feel a great weight has been lifted.
It'll be interesting to see how this ends this run of the franchise and whether they're going to reboot or do a continuation. Because I think if you bring in a new 007, you are potentially setting up another franchise. But what I the same franchise, sorry to continue.
Yeah, right.
But what I think is they're going to wait till it comes out and then go, what did you like? Which parts of this did you like?
Did you like Lady Bond? Because we could do Lady Bond. Did you like
other friends?
Yeah. Did you like when they went to brunch? We could do that.
Yeah. So.
Did you like when Bond wrapped the rope around him and jumped off the bridge? Because we could do 2 hours of that.
Absolutely.
Just Bond leaping off a bridge. You liked it in GoldenEye.
Yeah, they did love it in GoldenEye. I think he did it in Skyfall as well. Not Skyfall. Quantum of Solace. Remember he's in that scaffolding?
Yeah,
and remember that the bit that's in the trailer where he spins around and then he's like shoots up at the camera?
Yeah.
Yeah. No one remembers that movie. Anyway, do you want God?
I do. It was the oil one.
Yes, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Do you want Godfather 3 news?
I know what the Godfather 3 news is, and this is the release the blank cut disease has been. It's spreading to everyone. It's even spreading to auteurs.
Excuse me. I just choked on some. What amazing.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
It's not Corona. You have to say that.
You do. Well, I'm somebody. Yeah. Somebody sent an email this week or last week, and it was I listened to one of the commentaries, and boy, Mason clears his throat a lot. I really do, and he's like, "How often do you have to edit those out?" And the actual podcast, and the answer is all the time.
Is it that many?
It's from my perspective, it seems like a lot.
Okay.
But as a sort of a constant throat clearer, I constantly have to remind people of that.
Yeah,
I'll be in people's presence. I'll be like. And then I'm like, okay, but think back to every other time you've spent time with me. Every 5 minutes.
This is no different. I'm not changed.
Yeah.
The world has changed. I'm the same.
I'm the same man you always knew.
So what are we? Oh, that didn't even turn on. Fucking air cons, man. I don't know what's going on. Is that on? No.
Get a load of this guy. All the stuff going on in the world is like, oh, my air conditioning system.
I just want to look. If the world's going to burn out, I may as well aid to it. You know what I mean?
No,
just,
absolutely. Just you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Anyway, you were saying Godfather 3 news. You brought it up.
Oh, yeah. So Godfather 3 is going to get a Snyder cut, basically,
yes,
is what's
that's
happening.
That's right. Zack Snyder's getting his hands on it.
That's right.
That's going to be his job from now on, just altering other people's films. So I've got a quote here from Francis Ford Coppola. For those people who don't know.
He's still alive.
Still alive, yes. But that and also it's widely regarded that it's the worst Godfather movie by quite a lot. Mm-hmm. But also not a terrible movie. Like, compared to movies?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Uh-huh. I have no idea. I don't think I've even seen two. It's one of those movies where I'm like, I need to see that at some point.
Mm. In three, they go to Japan.
Oh, my goodness.
As with all sequels.
Yes. So for this version of the finale.
And in two, I don't know if you know this, they made a crew that's them, but like it's a, you know.
Like an evil version?
It's an evil version of their crew.
Oh, my
which
goodness.
Is weird because they're evil because they're in the mafia. They're just evil in slightly different ways.
Right.
They're more passive aggressive.
But the third one's the Yakuza, I assume.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, I understand, yeah. So for this version of the finale, I created a new beginning and ending and rearranged some scenes, shots, and music cues. With these changes in the restored footage and sound, to me, it's more appropriate conclusion to The Godfather and The Godfather Part 2, and I'm thankful to Jim Giannopoulos and Paramount for allowing me to revisit it.
He created a new
I'm assuming it's based on footage that he... was either in the movie that he's moved around or that he didn't put in.
Or it's a narration or something.
The Godfather, Part 3. This looks like America, but it's Japan. Trust us. they brought all their Italian heritage over to feel more at home.
They got the software that took all the guns out of ET and turned them into radios, but it took all the pasta fazool and it turned it into samurai swords.
So this has made me want to revisit these
Japan.
Movies. Yeah, I love Japan. Japan's incredible. But first of all, watch the first one again and then watch two.
Mm.
And maybe just watch this one, because I don't really want to watch the bad version and then watch the definitive version. Though I'd imagine when this comes out, a lot of people will be like, whatever.
Yeah.
They're mostly the same, aren't they?
I think there are probably also people who will be like, oh, he's made a mistake here.
Oh, like Big Defenders.
Defenders of the Earth.
Defenders.
Yeah. There you go.
And Big Defenders obviously is the giant mecha that the Yakuza have in Godfather Part 3. Ah, it's Big Defenders.
Robert De Niro's been replaced with Big Defender. I know he's not in 3. He didn't come back.
Yeah, because Big Defender is in it.
Oh, this is going to be a stupid movie. I can't wait. Deadliner reporting. There's varied reports here, so here we go. The Batman has been shut down due to a crew member getting COVID. And it's revealed to be Robat Bat and Bat.
Well, he's not in the crew. He's in the cast.
He's part of the crew. He's part of the crew. He's part of the.
Do you think he's the grip when like he's not on screen?
Maybe. What I think.
That's probably how he got COVID.
It's probably true. I'd imagine also he's the only one not wearing a proper mask. He's the only one mouth and nose exposed.
Yeah, right.
When everyone else is masking up. So that's the rumor. It seems to be pretty much confirmed via everybody but the studio itself. Maybe that's changed by the time this comes out. Mm. It says it's unclear whether Bat has symptoms of the disease or he is asymptomatic. Variety reporting that the shoot
will... Or he's just generally miserable.
He could just be sad. Yeah. Variety is reporting the shoot will continue without him. Scenes without him...
We don't even need you, Bat and Bat.
Yeah, exactly. They said they're going to do scenes without him and then body doubles. But then they said, wait a minute... Crew members are still doing construction and work on sets and Warner Brothers Studios. They're doing like special effects and stuff, but they're not filming anything. So they are shutting it all down.
Yeah, right.
So this was probably always going to be delayed, but this is it's kind of confirmed this to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Yeah, well, get well soon or Robert Batten.
Yeah, I hope it's not serious because we don't need that in the world, obviously. So
everybody, let's wait until we have a diagnosis that he's doing all right and he's on the mend.
Yep.
And then and only then, if we could all spam his social media pages, get well, Rob at Bat and Bat.
Relentlessly.
Just for days.
Not now. No.
Because that would be a bad look if he dies.
Yes, that's right. Do you think Rob at Bat and Bat is gaining traction?
A little bit, yeah.
I feel like some people are... They're out there. They're doing the Lord's work, so I appreciate that.
I mean, what is certainly gaining traction is various YouTube personalities being presented with the name Robat Battenbat and saying, I don't like it. It's bad and it's hard to say.
That's true.
That's the point, various YouTube personalities that have been presented with the name.
Yeah. I'm enjoying the comments that we get on YouTube that are like, isn't Battenson easier? It's like, no, it's not. I mean, yes.
Very much, yes.
But no, it's not why we're doing it.
This name has been perfectly engineered for difficulty.
That's right, exactly. So there you go. And then the last bit of news, this comes via John Boyega. I don't know if you read that GQ article.
I read some of it.
I read the entirety
of the juiciest
of the
bits.
I know, right? I recommend, though.
Took them out of context for maximum outrage.
That's what he mentioned as well, that like if you've got to speak on it. He was talking to you specifically.
Oh, okay, cool.
Maybe read it in its entirety. You should check it out, though.
John Boyega mentioned me.
That's all right. I mean, it wasn't good. But
John Boyega was mean to me.
But basically, he talks about a number of things. It's not just about Star Wars, but some of it is about, a lot of it is about Star Wars, where he said he enjoyed being a part of it. It was a great experience. And
the making of it, yeah.
That's right. But he also said that like he's very grateful for the opportunity because obviously it's gotten him the profile, a lot of the profile I mean, not like he had worked before and he probably would have got work regardless, but he did mention they gave all the nuance to Adam Driver, Daisy Ridley. So like Disney knew what to do with those characters and everybody knew that, and he's not exposing anything by saying that. He also mentioned that if you're going to bring in a black character, market them to be really important in the franchise and then push them to the side. That's not good.
Yeah.
And he said it's the same with Rose Tico. He mentions also that J.J. Abrams coming, actually him coming back and trying to, he said the exact quote is, to save your shit, to be like, you know, that was very late in the day. We've talked about it to death.
Yeah, right.
You know, the entire story was changed. We've got a video where an animation about what the Colin Trevorrow version would have been like,
uh-huh.
which seems like it would have given Boyega more play because he leads
that's the quote that intrigued me the most because like in the last one, Boyega's role as Finn is mostly just him going Ray,
yeah,
like he didn't really have a
no.
Like my assumption going into that article was going to be like, yeah, I didn't have anything to do in Rise of Skywalker, but
yeah.
You know, guess not.
It's not incorrect, though, because if you look at the first film, like all the marketing was like Finn with a lightsaber.
That's true.
And then, to be fair, he does get a lot of play in that first movie.
Uh-huh.
But then he also mentions that he's not referring specifically to The Rise of Skywalker. It's hinted at that he's also saying The Last Jedi.
Uh-huh.
And I would argue that he has stuff to do in The Last Jedi.
Right.
But that's not the best story of that movie. Like, I like that movie,
uh-huh.
but that's not a very compelling.
Well, yeah, and the sort of the casino planets sequence, which again, like the reason they're on that planet could very well have been compacted into like one 2 minute scene.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
go to a bar and they get some information or whatever.
Yeah, like, that's right. Yeah.
They are Rose and Finn are sort of shunted off to one side the time could have been better spent in.
Yes.
Integrating them back into the main cast and a different story, but yeah.
What I get from this, and I'm probably wrong, is that he doesn't want to come out and completely write off J.J. Abrams in the, you know, because he hired him, you know?
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
So you don't want to come out and be like, that last movie was terrible and I didn't have anything to do, because it's the same director, you know?
Yeah, right.
Because he talks about how he does, you know, again, he's grateful, but...
He wants to be in that Felicity reboot.
Is there going
to
be a Felicity reboot?
I don't know.
I'm excited.
Okay.
I'm not excited. If there's anything, it'd be like Kids of Felicity. It'd be Scott Speedman and Felicity's kids if they got together at the end.
Yeah, yeah, and there'd be weird vampire werewolf hybrids.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You know all that.
Yeah. But, Rose, also, she really got, like, shunted in that third movie. She's like, how many, like, she's like, you know, for like 40 seconds or something like that in total. It's crazy. So, I don't know, man. Because like, what was his arc at the end of the day? He maybe has the Force.
Yeah, sure.
Like, that was the extent of it, really.
Yeah.
Like,
he's thinking about having the Force, but he's a bit embarrassed about it.
Yeah, that's...
He's feeling strange feelings. He doesn't know what to do with them.
I would love to see him come back down the line and have more of a, like, a bigger role in it.
Yeah.
And I think there's a very good chance that he will. But at the moment, like, this doesn't come across to me like... He's just being sour or ungrateful. I think these are legitimate concerns.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So, you know, I totally see where he's coming from. But anyway, read the article. It's really fascinating. It's about his family and everything. And by the time, like, he was on a film shoot and he got on the wrong boat and he was hit up for money. And it's crazy, yeah. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. Gentleman's
Quarterly,
that's right. Is that what it's for? Yes. You ever read it much?
Not lately, but back in the day.
I used to work at a service station, a petrol station, a gas station.
Oh, yes.
I've covered all the continents.
All the regional dialects,
yeah. But yeah, that's I'd just read the magazines there.
El Stazione Servicio.
Exactly. I used to read them there.
El Servicio Gasolina.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
But no, since then I've never read. I've been redirected to their website occasionally.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, do you want to turn ad blocker off? And I'm like, fine. Fine.
Yeah.
All right, Mason. We got a big sandwich, don't we?
You better believe we got a big sandwich.
You can check it out. It's $9 a month if you want to check it out. This is before we talk about Mulan. And then a little bit about the boys in What Are We Reading,
Because
we'll come back to that when the season is done. But, is the Joker commentary up this week?
I don't know.
I think it is, Mason.
I have no access to any of this.
Oh, don't you?
No, I don't think so.
You should set that up. I'm not me. Someone. Collings, who edits this, will set it up.
Well, he sent me a login. So
you do have access.
Yeah.
You throwing Collings under the bus like that. Unbelievable.
Do it every day.
But, yeah, so if you want to sign up, that joke commentary will be up there right now, I believe.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or it's another thing. But there's something new every Monday.
That's right.
It might be a book club, might be our classic podcast, We Got This Covered. Mm-hmm. We talk about clickbait and the other thing. And we're doing commentary this week as well.
That's right.
Something. What is it? It's a secret. Oh, do you want to talk about what the book club is, the next one?
Oh, yeah. This time around, I think for the book club, we're going to cover the first volume of Image Comics, Robert Kirkman's The Walking Dead.
Yes, that's right.
Because I've never read it, and I've also never watched the TV series. I watched, like, episode one.
Yep.
And, so I'm excited to get into that.
And you loved it.
Would you consider Walking Dead a classic, the comic book?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, then I'm very excited.
Yeah.
We'll cover the first story arc, whatever that may be. I don't know how many issues that'll be.
Whatever, how many, yeah, that's right, exactly. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, so if people have thoughts on that,
email
in. Use the headline Book Club.
Book Club. Spell it how you want.
Yep. We'll find it.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh my goodness, HelloFresh. It's so great because it offers so many delicious options every week for you to break out of the recipe rut, which you very well may be in at this time, to try new things. HelloFresh offers convenient delivery right to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. And you can actually save 40% by using HelloFresh versus shopping at your local grocery store.
It's really good.
And it's more convenient too. HelloFresh delivers fresh, high quality, pre-proportioned ingredients so you can make meals that are delicious and nutritious with absolutely minimal waste.
I love both of those things.
You can also easily change your delivery days or food preferences and skip a week whenever you need. They are America's number one meal kit. Whew. Now, of course, people might have heard that I've mentioned these before, but the Vietnamese pork tacos with cucumber, carrot, and lemon mayo are incredible. You should absolutely give them a go. And also, we've got a special offer for listeners of this show. Go to HelloFresh.com/80weeklyplanet and use the code 80weeklyplanet, as in 80, to get a total of $80 off your first month, including free shipping on your first box. Mm-hmm. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details. That's HelloFresh.com/80weeklyplanet and use code 80weeklyplanet to get a total of $80 off your first month, including free shipping on your first box.
So yes. Weekly Planet 80. Just so we're clear. It's linked below anyway.
Additional restrictions apply. Again, please visit HelloFresh.com for more details. On with the show, Mason.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the movie Mulan. It was $35 Australian. Mm-hmm. So for me,
yes.
Claire and I watched it together.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a pretty reasonable price. But for you, a man with no friends.
That's correct.
How did you feel about the price?
It was just good to have so many friends in the room with me, wearing their robes and swinging their swords, you know?
Do you think it's worth the price?
Probably
of
not, yeah. I'll be honest.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
And again, it's going to be out in, hang on, October, November. It's going to be out in 3 months for free.
December,
if you have,
right?
If you have Disney Plus.
Absolutely. So that'd be coming up. Yeah. So that's good. Yeah, so
certainly was $35.
Yeah, I would say if it's not something you're interested in, then wait.
But well, it's fascinating because here's my question for you: is that who is the market for a movie that costs $35?
Yep.
Depending on where you live,
sure.
And you must see it, but also on the same service, there's essentially exactly the same movie, which many people probably regard as significantly better.
It's also
like who is like, yeah. Well, I must spend $35.
Also,
well, us.
This is not for kids. It's not a kid's movie.
Well, that's the thing. Who's the audience
it's
for this?
It's very like, violent, and I would say it's got a lot of like talk of like themes, and there's conversations. And
yeah.
I've just right. wrote themes and conversations okay, and shit. Right. That's what I've written in my notes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think kids would find a lot of this, like kids my age who are like four, would find this boring and really violent. Like I wouldn't show it to him, but I'd show him like regular Mulan with a right, grasshopper. Exactly. Yeah.
So that's the thing. Like we're in this position where a lot of people are stuck at home and they're not working and they're like, well, should I spend $35 on this and I've got kids? Why wouldn't I just show them regular Mulan?
Yeah, for free.
That's, well, I mean, that's ultimately
because this one's longer. You can, right. you can keep them I guess at the maybe, TV for longer.
Or if you get them to watch Mulan and they like Mulan, original Mulan, you just get them to watch Mulan again.
To Mulan.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the second Mulan, you know.
Yeah, Mulan.
Tulan?
Yeah, Tulan.
Thank you. I thought it was... All right. What
yeah,
did you think?
I think it's also fine.
Yeah. It's pretty spectacular in parts.
It looks great.
It looks great. That's what I mean.
Like it's,
yeah.
I don't know if the costumes are
should
accurate.
Should we just do spoilers
time.
Or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, it's Mulan. It's okay. It's essentially exactly the same as the previous Mulan.
With all the fun taken out.
With the fun taken out. There's no songs, obviously. So if you're expecting.
There's some orchestral moments.
There's some orchestral moments. Also, there is like a story beat, like second to third act that is taken out.
Which one's that? I don't remember.
All right, well, spoilers from this point forward.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Mulan. If you have seen Mulan, it's the same, but not as fun. So if I remember correctly, and again, I've only seen Mulan once as an adult.
Yeah.
Mulan goes back to her army and reveals that she is Lady Mulan.
Yeah.
And they're like, get out of here. You're not in the army anymore.
I thought you were man Mulan.
But then her team of buddies goes and finds her, and then they save the emperor.
Okay, right.
But in this one, she just goes back and she's like, I'm a Lady Mulan. And they're like, okay.
We like that.
Let's go save the emperor.
And they do.
Like, so that bit's been taken out.
Okay. And so, the bit where they dress as women.
Well, that's also been taken out, yeah.
Because it's not funny, Mason.
Yeah.
Or it is fun. It's too funny, it's I should say.
Funny,
it's too
right.
hilarious.
It's, it would have broken Disney Plus.
Look, props to this movie because it's different.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't think it's terrible. Like, I really, I was like, it definitely built for me as well as it went. It got more epic in scope and I got more invested. At the start, I'm like, this feels weird. I don't know what this is about. There was a few camera movements where it mostly looks good and shot well, but sometimes they just tilt the camera completely on its side. And I'm like, ooh, I don't like that. Okay. Maybe I'm just old.
Yeah, the director was like, we want some ooh moments where people are like, ooh, this is unpleasant.
I don't like that.
But yeah, like the movie looks great. I don't know how accurate the costumes were to like that time period, but I imagine
or
quite
even the
accurate.
Original story. Like I've heard some people say that it's not closer to what the original story was. I can't speak.
But
to
yeah,
that.
But like you know, just the costumes. Like every villager has like a beautiful individual costume, and that was clearly a lot of work. And they built this, you know, ancient Chinese village, which looks great.
Every
village
has like a crotchety old woman who's hooking people up.
Yeah, right.
Does everyone have one of those? Is that like an official job?
It seems that way. There's one matchmaker, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's a pretty
and
good gig.
How do you get
there.
Qualified for that?
You'd have to get a few.
You go to TAFE?
You might have to go to TAFE. I reckon you'd like, it's like an apprenticeship system, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you have to like, maybe it's like a 00 system, like License to Kill. You have to kill a couple of people in your own time with matchmaking. You have to pair up a couple of people.
Yeah.
You're not a matchmaker. You have to go rogue.
And they notice.
And, yeah, and the big wigs notice. And they're like, maybe we'll give you the old 00 matchmaker.
Matchmaker, that's right, yeah. It took me a minute in this movie to be like, what is this universe and magic or whatever? Like, what exists and what doesn't? And then it's Chi and a woman who's sometimes a bird and sometimes she's lots of birds.
And there's a phoenix?
Or is there? Because I think Mulan is the only one who can see the phoenix. Right. So either she's having some kind of brain aneurysm or it's a spirit that only she could see. Because nobody else, I was watching them, like nobody's,
on it. Yeah. It's a metaphor, I don't know.
But yeah, so it's Chi and it's a woman who's one bird or various birds.
And the aforementioned mysterious phoenix. Which
At
the end of the movie, the emperor is like tied up to a big pyre of like, you know, wood and scaffolding or whatever. And I'm like, well, there's going to be a fiery finish here.
That's what I thought.
Because
someone better go into that fire.
Well, exactly. Like the evil warlord is there, and I'm like, well, he's going to be set on fire. And how's that going to happen? Maybe a certain phoenix is going to get involved. Nobody gets set on fire at all.
Nobody gets. I thought it was going to be like a Terminator 2 ending where he's sinking down and he's not giving a thumbs up. He's screaming in agony.
But then he's like, I found your sword, because the sword fell in the lava.
He did. Yeah, that's right. There's a few things. And this, what I wanted to mention.
Go on.
Yeah,
the floor is yours, James.
The floor is okay. So There's Chekhov's sulfur pit in this that never pays off. Remember the bit where she's running across the sulfur pit and it's cracking? Mm-hmm. Is it a sulfur pit? I don't know. And then I'm like, ooh, someone's going in that sulfur pit. This is going to be wild. Nobody goes into the sulfur pit.
But in fairness, there are only two people in that scene.
Yeah, I know.
Mulan and the witch.
One of them's got to go into the sulfur pit.
Right.
I mean, because the witch could go in and turn into various birds and escape.
That's true.
Is what I'm saying. I liked the inclusion of that witch character. So there's a bonus villain in this who's loosely, I guess, based off the hawk that the villain has in the cartoon.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes.
Because he's got a falcon or something.
Oh, right. Okay.
I guess.
Sure.
But so she is helping the guy from The Jungle Book from the 90s, the live action
one. Jesse Scully.
That's right. Is it?
Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome.
Pretty good, right?
He's great scars.
Yeah.
He's a good villain. But she wants to take over stuff, but she needs his army. And he's like, you need me because you'll never be in charge because you're a witch and you got crow hands or whatever.
Go on.
But like, just kill him. But then, just be like, I'm magic.
Yeah.
I'm in charge and I'm magic.
Because the thing is, he's like, well, if I defeat all these people, I'll create a society where you'll be accepted.
Yeah.
Except they don't accept her in that. But also Mulan is also a woman who's like, well, they'll never accept you, Mulan, because you're too much of a tomboy in this society.
Guess what?
They do. It's just pure chance that those two women, one lives in the society where once she proves how good she is at Kung Fu,
yes,
they'll be like, well, actually, okay, you can be in the army.
Yeah.
But the witch is like in a society where they're like, we still don't like
can't
you.
Can't be in the, yeah. Even though you're winning all the battles for us.
They were meant to be parallel.
No, I understand it, but I didn't buy it. Like at the end, so she saves Mulan by turning into a bird and stopping an arrow.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
why didn't you turn into a big baseball glove is your question. Catch that arrow.
I don't think she can do that maybe, but like, kill him. Just kill him. If you're involved now, you're involving yourself.
Uh-huh.
I think that was an interesting character aside from like, your motivations are so skew here. I'm not sure what you're going with,
mm-hmm.
what your point is. I guess you didn't want to go on either. She's like, I've had enough of helping Jason Scott
Lee. Did she change her motivations midway through the movie, or was it her plan entirely all along to get
Mulan
to reveal?
No, because she wanted to kill Mulan. Remember, she threw the ninja star or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
And she was like, but she was saved by the bodice, whatever she was wearing.
So in a way, her disguise was good.
Yes, it paid off. It's Chekhov's disguise.
Is this movie full of Chekhov's things?
It absolutely is.
Does it start with Chekhov's Mulan's good at fighting? Is she good at fighting in the?
Or is she magic?
No, but I mean in the original cartoon, is she inherently?
Because she's okay.
In this, she's sort of inherently good at fighting, and she wants to be a fighter.
Yeah,
but in the cartoon.
Mm.
She doesn't want to be, right? She just wants to be a bit weird and tomboyish and...
Yeah, but here she's... you're right, because when she does the training...
Mm-hmm. She's already very good.
Yeah, but in the other one, she's... That was about, like, unlocking her potential or chi or being unburdened. But, the cartoon is like she gets better and she's better at lifting buckets of water.
That's right.
She also does in this. Mm-hmm. I looked at that lifting buckets of water. I'm like, that's fucking impossible. No, wow. As me, Mason, the
You'll never
man.
Be in an ancient Chinese army.
We'll see. I'll show you. I'll show you. I can't believe they took that song out. At least, like, orchestrally, that song should be in there. That's crazy.
Well, the dubstep version.
The dubstep version. Yeah. But,
James, what's a more current reference than dubstep?
Tick. Miming a tip to TikTok.
I feel we lean too heavily on TikTok.
We do. I think you've done that.
Yeah, I know I have. But that's the thing. I don't know. What's newer than TikTok? Email in. What's the new?
Use email to tell us what's new and cool.
Send us a fax about what's newer than TikTok. Grime? Is grime newer than dubstep?
What's grime?
It's a type of music hill style.
Is it? Because you kind of changed direction there.
No, it is. Grime is a type of music.
Okay, great.
But Grimes is a musical artist. That's
a different. Did he invent grime?
Well, Grimes is a lady.
Oh, did
Grimes
she
is Elon Musk's wife.
I'm so out of the... Really?
Yeah.
I'm so out of the loop.
Did you know that Grimes... Well, you wouldn't know this.
Email in. Tell me what's new. What's current?
Send a telegram. Did it. Grimes, in addition to being a musician and Elon Musk's wife, when she, like 10 years ago, when she was a teenager, she and her brother stole a boat they built a boat.
Okay.
They built a Google Grimes boat. They built a boat and they like went up the coast And then they sorts of shenanigans. They did it Huckleberry Finn style.
Why?
I don't know.
That seems pretty rad.
Probably to do it Huckleberry Finn style.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a pretty Huckleberry Finn looking boat as well, just looking at this. Looks like it's made out of toilet seats and barrels.
Well, that's the innovative spirit that Elon Musk likes in his ladies. You know what I mean?
I guess he does.
In his third wife or whatever she is.
Well done, Elon Musk.
But you've done it again.
We respect you.
We absolutely respect him. Yep. Good stuff. What were we talking about? I forgot. Mulan, the movie Mulan.
Various boats. Okay, cool, yeah. So they took out the dragon as well.
Mushu the dragon,
yeah. So, which I'm fine. They replaced him with, like, mates and shit.
So at any point did you expect that the phoenix would somehow start talking?
No. Yeah, did you?
Not really, no.
Because they showed, like, when they showed that talisman at the start with the phoenix on, I'm like, is this all we're getting?
Yeah, right.
I mean, I didn't want the dragon in anyway because I'm not a fan. We've done a Caravan of Garbage in Milan. It'll be out this week, by the way. But the original one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm okay with it. Were you? Did you want it to be like, Mulan, now it's time for me to tell
you? Not really, because there'd be no foreshadowing of that. You'd, and who would it be? It'd have to be the voice of somebody who's already in the movie.
Yeah,
it'd have to be like, her father dies and then the phoenix is the voice of her father.
No, it should have been
like
Donny Osmond from the original Mulan who sung I'll Make a Man Out of You.
That's
he was
right.
The voice double.
Yes.
It's me, Donny Osmond. Look, I'm a pop star.
I do grime now. It's the latest thing.
But I thought the camaraderie was decent. You know, I mean,
did we get as much? It's interesting that the running time was longer, but did we get as much time with the wacky band of kind of, you know, rejects who become a amazing
I would say if you looked at it, like if you looked at screen time, I'd say you probably get more of this because a large portion of this is training. But because they're such caricatures in the cartoon,
that's just true.
By visually you get like, well, that's the tiny little one. That's the one whose teeth keeps getting broken.
Yeah, right.
That's the giant one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, I got a sense of like, oh, they're mates and they're working together and they're backing each other.
And I mean, if they had a song called "We're Mates and we're backing each other.
But in terms of action scenes, though, action sequences, I thought it looked quite good. Like, it's quite well choreographed. The choreo was pretty top-notch, especially the city infiltration at the end. I thought it was particularly good. Mm. I thought, you know, the army's coming in and, you know, they have to fight in the stone corridor.
That was pretty good.
Like, Milan's sword work was quite good. Mm-hmm. I think, and also appreciated that it was light on romance. There was that hint towards, like, he really likes her, but she's like, I'm not about this right now. I'm about saving the emperor. That's what I'm about.
That's right. And now that the movie's over, I'm about getting on my horse and getting the heck out of here.
That's right. Exactly.
I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
That's right. It's reopened. Everything's fine. Yeah. All the cast are wearing masks, but it's the same.
I also don't understand how that bit where he went down to the river and he's like, Milan, why do you, we should be better friends. He's like, get out of here. I'd be like, that's a woman, right? Like, that's clearly a woman. Like, you should have gone down, like, to the neck water, I feel.
Yeah, right.
That, I don't know. I just feel like I would have picked up on that. But it was dark, wasn't it?
It was dark. That's true.
So what do I know? Yeah.
It was dark and she was using that manly voice. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Yeah.
I did like the scene, pre-avalanche battle sequence. I thought that was good.
Yeah, that was pretty horrific how the tar rocks are just like smashing
those kind of like they get together in the shield walls and they're just being like annihilated.
Yeah.
A lot of that army is just summarily executed never really dwell on it.
You know the moment where they go to the garrison, they go to the other camp and there's just all the helmets.
Yeah.
That reminded me of 300. Remember in 300 when they go to that village and it's just like desolate?
Yeah,
like, this is pretty grim, man.
It was a pile of bodies at one point. Again, you're right, not for kids.
Not for kids. And I think they actually took out a bit at the end. I might be wrong, but do you remember when the villain was kicked with an arrow?
Yes.
But that's dumb. I don't know why they did that.
I thought it was good. I liked that.
Why, though?
Because she's got the music in her. You know what I mean?
That was never a light in this movie.
No, it wasn't. It's true. No, I think it's just because that feels like a very – that felt very true to like –
You could the Disney villain, you can never outright kill them. You have to
– No, not even that. I felt it was very true to kind of like this kind of hero in China, historical epic kind of heightened kung fu – final kill. I just thought it was, you know.
Okay, fair enough.
Fell accurate to that, I think.
All right, I don't know. Maybe it just looked weird.
Okay. But what would you have preferred is what you're saying.
She stabs him with a sword.
Right, nice.
Just through the head. Chekhov's sword.
Yeah.
Right in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then when he looks at his hand, like, because he's been hit with the arrow, I feel like there was maybe was going to be blood in it at one version.
Oh, and
because he looks at his hand and there's no.
No, the
or they were going to put
no,
it
no,
in.
No, I think the, that.
Oh, he thought he was going to catch it.
He
oh,
catch
yeah.
Because he caught one before.
You picked up on a thing in a movie that
that's
I didn't.
That's right.
That's Chekhov's don't catch an arrow.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I take that back. Mm-hmm. Ming-Na Wen is in this.
She is for
little
a second.
Little cameo.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's good. It's good. Yep. It's a good way to do it. Just to be like, this is Mulan, but this is different Mulan.
Where was Donny Osmond? Why didn't he get a cameo?
It's not really the kind of movie you can sneak Donny Osmond into, is
no,
it?
No, I think there's ways.
He should have voiced the Phoenix. Should have voiced the Phoenix.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. I've got a question here from a listener.
Or he could have been like in that market scene at the start, just like selling American flags and stuff.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Also, kudos, this is an all-Asian cast. You don't really see it, and it's just, I mean, outside of obviously films that are made in Asia.
Sure.
But, you know, in a big Western movie like this, a Western production, which this is obviously because coming out of Disney, great. You've seen some new faces, do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So that's really good. Honestly, I think it's all right. I don't think it's worth $35.
No, I don't
necessarily.
Think it is. Yeah.
But if I did go to the cinema and pay, you know, $20 or whatever it is for a ticket, I wouldn't have walked away going like, what a complete waste of my time. Honestly, it felt like it got stronger as it went.
Yep.
I enjoyed the characters more as it went on. The action sequences on the whole were really good. It looked great. Like, it looked like a $200 million movie.
Yeah.
And
they've got at least $70 back. So
that's right, exactly. And there was also a moment at the start before they put on Mulan's makeup for the first time, and it looked like one of those Facebook cake tutorials when all the like the different, you know, where they film it from above and all the and all the little pots and whatever get placed out, like little jump cuts.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you were fully expecting somebody to be like, "Hey guys, what's up? It's your boy Dickface.
That's right.
We're here to do a Mulan makeup tutorial."
I do have a question here from Jonah Jones, who says though. Did you go on your phone whilst watching Mulan?
For a minute, but mostly not.
Same, mostly not. I did take some notes, but also yes, but mostly not.
Right.
So credit to the movie Mulan, but also I was also like, I paid $35 for this.
That's probably also the reason, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I did look at my phone for a second and be like, nah.
Yeah.
That's looking at this for a minute is like 50 cents from this movie, yeah. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but I would say, look, it's well made, and if you were a fan of the original and ultimately what you want is a live action version of that,
yeah.
It's what you're going to get. I enjoyed it more than The Lion King, I think.
Sure. Oh, the new one.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess if there was one thing I didn't particularly like, it's what you mentioned, she doesn't train to get better. She just is the chosen one or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And I'm a bit over that. But
yeah.
How about like she got there because she trained hard and she worked her way up and, you know, became equal if not better than others.
Yeah, right.
Don't you think that not like just unlock your potential. All right, I will.
Yeah.
I did
that's
it.
Right.
Chekhov's potential.
Yeah. All I had to do was believe in myself and let my hair down and then now I'm
yeah.
Channel my chi.
Look pretty sweet though when she let her hair down. She's doing sword stuff. She's got that red outfit on.
Looking good.
Looking good.
So take your armor off in a battle. Why not? Why wouldn't you? Good stuff.
That was rad.
But yeah, look at it.
When she killed all those troops.
Yeah.
When she killed them all, I was like, whoa, nobody saw that. Nobody's like, that was rad and nobody's going to appreciate that ever. Because, you know, in the
except
other movie.
Except for us, the audience.
Yeah, we appreciate it. But, you know, they didn't know she did that.
That's
it
true.
It seemed to me. Yeah. Anyway, go on. What you were going to say?
I was going to say, look, pretty solid, but ultimately, if you have a million billion other pieces of entertainment. Which you do, and you don't want to spend $35.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Yeah.
Like it's not a piece of cinema that can be spoiled ultimately, I don't think. So you don't have to watch it day one, and it's not the kind of movie that like elevates the game so much that you have to see it now kind of thing. You know, if they released like a Spider-Verse sequel, you know, on streaming, I'd be like, well, maybe this is going to blow my mind, so I should probably get it today.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But this, I'd be very comfortable waiting to see this, you know.
I would say also if you plan on watching it, don't be thieving, because if you want to get Black Widow to streaming.
Yeah, right.
Which we probably won't because cinemas are opening up everywhere except here, it would say.
Yes, that's right,
Actually, they're letting us know what's happening with the lockdown here, like as we speak. So we've got no idea what's going on. But
everybody's getting a Tenet screener.
Why can't I have one, Mason?
In the letterbox, we're all getting one delivered.
Oh, good. That's okay then. Good. So, yeah. All in all, it came out, and support it if you want to watch it, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Should we do the next segment of the show?
Let's do a new segment.
Of the show?
Yes.
All right, let me line up this theme song.
Okay. He's lined up a theme song. It's very exciting.
Westworld. Everybody's come around on this Westworld thing, I think, Mason. I think people hated it initially, but now I've broken them down. And It's expected. I've seen in the Reddit, people are like, now I like imagine it in previous episodes.
Yeah, I've seen some people have said, like, if I don't hear that, I'm liable to turn the podcast off and throw my phone in disgust. So
great stuff.
You've changed the world, James.
I feel like I have. Can I quickly, before we talk about the boys, can I talk about Marvel's Avengers?
Yes, did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. I got the code. We talked about it last week. So I first of all, I downloaded it and then it took forever. And I bought data on a separate dongle thing because I'm like, I don't want this chewing into my regular internet.
Bought yourself a data dongle.
Yeah,
sure.
So I bought like $110 worth of data or something like that.
Okay. So the game was free.
The game cost me in the end.
Yeah, the game was free because you got a promotional copy.
Yes. But and then I downloaded it and then I replayed the first mission, which is A-Day and you play as all the different Avengers and whatever. Uh-huh. And then it said, this game isn't fully installed yet.
That's
and
how
I'm
they
like,
get you.
What are you? Yeah. This installed for like 6 fucking hours. So then I had to come back to it the next day.
Great.
And look, I think the story's good. I think focusing on Kamala Khan and you meet all the different Avengers at the start, I'm like, oh, this looks like it might be a bit cheesy, but it's like Avengers Comic Con where she like runs into Thor and Captain America and that, and it's quite fun. But I feel like the combat is still, it's too imprecise and button smashy. Like I feel like I'm trying to line someone up and it's not.
Okay,
it just
sure.
doesn't feel like it's quite there. And the reason I stopped playing is because I was in a gear, like it forced me into
Bombshell, he stopped playing.
Yes, it forced me into a gear menu to upgrade my gear at one point.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, look, you've got these new gauntlets or whatever. So
wait, be specific, who has the new gauntlets?
I think it was Hulk. It was a Hulk mission.
Hulk's got some new gauntlets.
Which the one I'd done before.
Yeah,
it was
nice,
from the beta. Nice. And also the gear is, it looks different in the menu, but you don't wear it outside of it. So it's just it's numbers essentially.
Okay, right.
It's like numbers that go up.
Well, I can't even imagine the Hulk wearing gauntlets.
Anything extra that you want cosmetically you have to purchase, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Well, can you grind for it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Either way, gross.
Yeah.
So anyway, I couldn't get out of the menu due to a glitch.
Okay.
Like I was saying, like select this and then, and it was like one of these prompt on the screen that I couldn't get rid of. So I literally was trapped in this menu and I just went, fuck it. And I just stopped playing it. Uh-huh. So that's where I'm at. I just went, I don't care. Huh. I'm not battling through all this. I know a lot of people seem to be enjoying the single player campaign. They're quite on board with, but for me, no, I'm not doing
that. Here's something that I read, and I don't know if this is true. There are not that many supervillains in it.
No, apparently not. And it's mostly AIM facilities, which is what I was worried it was going to be.
Because I've seen in various trailers, I know Taskmaster is in it.
Yep.
And the Abomination is in it. And MODOK is in it.
Yep.
And I don't know who else is in it.
Yeah.
A couple of others maybe.
And
I want a cavalcade of villains.
I've seen all of those. Having what I've played, I've seen those ones.
Okay,
I think they should have focused very much on either less characters, a more focused story.
Uh-huh.
And have your multiplayer skin shit or whatever, but that seems to be the bulk of it is like when you finish the game, there's new challenges every week. And it's like,
yeah, because
no,
so
I don't want this
is the model of like, I think is it Destiny 2 that
yeah,
has this thing
that.
Of like, it's an
looter shooter.
It's a never ending campaign of like every week there's a new system to unlock.
But they're not interesting. If you've played any of that
outside
campaign stuff, it's not good.
Right.
It's just like an arena and some robots run in and you got to stop a switch from being hit or whatever the fuck.
Or make a switch get hit.
Or make a switch get hit.
Either way, those robots are not having it.
There's moments in it where I'm like, this could be great. And also, I know part of this is me going into this with certain expectations for it to be a thing that's not this.
Right.
Like, it's unfair for me to go, this is not a game that I want to play.
Sure.
Like, that's on me.
You seem to have gone into this very reluctantly. I mean, you did play the beta and you were like, oh, I don't like this, but I'll continue to do this.
Yeah, but
more data on my dongle, please.
That's right. So I think I might come back to it at some point to play through the single player, which is about 10 hours. But it, like time for me, that's irrelevant how long it is. If it's good, I don't care if it's 3 hours. I don't care if it's an hour. I'll pay for it if it's good.
Uh-huh.
But all this other shit, like I don't want to encourage that. I just... Again, if you love looter shooters, you'll probably get a kick out of this. And I don't have a problem with those games. They're just not for me because I'm an old man.
Do you think...
No. Not even once in my life.
Mystery solved. Do you think that this is the game model for everything going forward or for a lot of things?
I think they want it to be, but I'm hoping there's pushback on this because I'd rather something in the realm of Spider-Man PS4.
Yes.
The reason Spider-Man PS4 because it can exist is because that's a system seller and this isn't. And even though I can rag all day on Square Enix and all these other the companies that are involved in the making of this, but PlayStation still get money from this also. So the reason they can make something like that is because other things like this exist, which are these ongoing cash cows.
Well, that's exactly, yeah.
So,
I mean, I guess ultimately what is going to happen is if this does well and people go, oh, I do need in-game credit, so I am going to pay $50, $100, you know, every couple of weeks or whatever,
yeah,
then that's going to be – this will become the model going forward.
Yeah. I think we are going to get a mix, but just this idea that – I don't know. I think they're grossly under –
I think they're grossly.
Yes.
Quite frankly.
I think they're trying to make as much money as possible, which is a business. I understand that. But these are not the kind of games that I think a lot of people
–
Yeah, that's right. But exactly. But that a lot of people, including me, are not interested in playing. I want single-player stories that I can play and then put down and never think about ever again.
That's right.
Except
sometimes you're going to have horrible nightmares where your hands go really big.
Yeah, that's right.
Big and rubbery.
Big and rubbery.
And you're like, oh, Claire, I've got big rubbery hands, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But the reason they can make Spider-Man is because also, like, if you make that game, I'm buying a PlayStation 4 for that Spider-Man game. If I didn't have one.
I did buy a PlayStation 4 for that
exactly.
game.
Exactly. So, you know, and nobody's buying a system for this.
Right.
Anyway, whatever. The Boys.
Suckers.
The Boys season 3 has started. Luckily for us, only the first 3 episodes.
I was going to say, look, honestly, thank God.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Well, no, you know what? I'm okay with it. So
yeah.
They released it in the they're releasing it in the format of how you're supposed to release a podcast.
Yes.
Which is put up 3 episodes to show people you're serious.
Exactly.
And then you put out 1 episode a week.
That's right. For how many weeks? How many are there? Is there 8 or 10?
Don't know. No idea.
Yeah, so it's good, isn't it?
But I was going to say, yes, it is good. But I think it's also this format works for me. One, we didn't have to shotgun 10 episodes in a day.
Remember those
podcast?
Like Daredevil episodes and that we did? We'd do like, there's 12 episodes of Daredevil we have
Here
to
we
watch.
Go.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you could cut out the middle ones. But still, but this also works, you know, given this, you know, we're in an uncertain time where who knows when new stuff is coming out. I kind of appreciate the idea that we can have a weekly watch and kind of, you know, some destination viewing, you know. Every Friday or Saturday we can just watch one episode of this and
catch
up on the continuing adventures of some horrible people.
Yeah, they're all horrible, aren't they? So there's a few new characters that are introduced. We're going to do another, like as mentioned, we're going to do another episode on this.
Oh, yeah.
Just bring up the cast.
Look, this is our world-famous, much-demanded sub-section of the podcast.
Who watches?
The second season of the TV show, The Boys, brackets, James and Mason are, brackets, Weekly Planet podcast. Anyway, it's us. We're watching it.
We're doing it again.
People have demanded it. It's a good show.
So there's not much Billy business
initially,
is there?
No.
But then he, which is good, I think, because there's a lot of like, where is this guy?
Oh, so spoilers for The Boys season 2, first 3 episodes.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you like the first season, definitely check this out.
Yeah.
I think it might be better than the first season. It's certainly
it's too early to tell.
But I mean, we have the pre-established team already.
Yes,
so
you don't need to reintroduce anybody or kill anybody's girlfriend to get motivation.
Yes.
They're already there.
Girlfriends were killed in the first.
They had that covered, yeah.
Although I suspect there might be another girlfriend on the way to being killed.
No doubt.
So
a big plot point.
If you're not a fan of that sort of stuff, which understandably might not be, maybe don't watch this show. Because,
no.
It's grim and grisly in a different way to the comic book is, definitely, where they're just all awful people and all sexual deviants and just monsters.
And there's a little bit of that, but it's more just like murdering people and getting
away there's
with
a
it.
Lot of people sort of trapped in the corporate machine and people trapped in their own addictions and people sort of trapped with their own secrets and that sort of thing in this. They're not just awful for the sake of being awful.
Except for Homelander, who's most – I mean, he's got his reasons.
Yeah, for sure.
His blonde hair is like – it's scene to scene. I'm like, what's going on here with this blonde hair?
Right.
Because, you know, he's bleaching his hair. He's a dark-haired man in real life.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, just something I thought I'd bring up. I wrote Homelander hair. That was one of my two
So it's
notes.
Not a wig?
No.
It's bleached.
That's
okay,
a bleach.
Right.
He's a New Zealand dude.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. Like Carl Urban.
What, they can't wear wigs? No, he's saying people from New Zealand are okay.
Jacinda Ardern was very much against it.
Oh, yeah,
she
brought
in that new mandate. But, no, so there's a Storm Shadow is a new inclusion.
Do you mean Stormfront?
Stormfront, sorry, thank you. Storm Shadow is from G.I. Joe, yes. So what's the deal? I don't think I'm up to this. What's Stormfront look like in the comics?
A man.
Yes, but like what, same costume or?
Not really, no.
Yeah, right.
More red in it, I think.
More bread in it.
No, more red in it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, like, yeah, he looks like a, oh, he looks a bit like, what's his name? He looks like a Nazi version of Captain Marvel.
That'll do it, yeah.
Not the Shazam. That's what I mean. Yeah, right. I'll be interested to delve into the backstory of that character because when you meet her, she doesn't seem like a Nazi. She's like a social media.
Yeah.
Then again, some Nazis are like social media, like
darlings. Yeah.
Darlings. So, you know, that's not that uncommon. But I think the Deep looks like he's getting an interesting storyline.
He's getting an arc. He's coming to terms with the again, people trapped in their own problems. Yeah. He's coming to terms with the reason he is so awful to women is because he is afraid of what they will think of him, and so he lashes out first. Yeah. Is the reasoning there?
Yeah,
because he's got horrible gills.
That's right, exactly.
Or beautiful gills,
depending,
as voiced by Patton Oswalt.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. So I think I don't know. I wonder whether he's going to make it through this season. I feel like A-Train's heart is probably going to explode. Like
sure,
literally,
yeah. Uh-huh.
He's going to run too fast, and his heart's going to explode.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's an interesting dynamic between him and what's her name?
Starlight.
Yeah. Yes. Where they both seem to have something on each other. And they're both not entirely happy with the situation, but they're just like, I guess this is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good setup for the season. I kind of wish it was maybe two or three a week, I guess.
Okay.
Just so I could see more of it.
Oh, okay.
But no.
Well, that's a ringing endorsement, I think.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, but I was also relieved that it wasn't all at once. Yeah.
What else is good in this season?
Violence, breaking somebody's hands off.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. There's no shortage of that.
No, there really wasn't.
What I was going to say is the reason I'm enjoying this again is because it has, you know, deviated from the comic books enough where with like, well, who is going to live and die? We don't know necessarily.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I thought it was entirely possible that when Homelander threw his son off the roof, the kid was just going to die.
Yeah, same, yeah.
Because you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, this universe.
Because also up to that point, I'm like, is this actually his son? Because what if it isn't? What if he just threw a kid off his roof? I also love the storyline how Billy Butcher, he was obviously dropped there by Homelander and then taken somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
So he's just like madly scrawled down every kind of little detail about the neighborhood so he can find it again.
But it's not a real neighborhood, evidently.
Yeah, so what's going on there, do you think?
It seems to be like a sort of military facility.
Yeah.
That, I don't know, are they shipping people in to be neighbors? Yeah,
like
I don't know.
Like a Truman Show situation.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think they're doing – it seems like they're doing it that way so they don't get a lunatic Homelander again because he wasn't raised – you know, he was raised in a lab and he's
– that's
all
true.
These fake stories about growing up on a farm and his family that – yeah. So I think they're maybe trying to make a good one. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
When are the boys going to get superpowers is the question.
Do you think they're going to – oh, I think they said they weren't going to do it in season two.
Oh, okay.
But right. I don't know whether that's
– when are they going to shoot some guns?
Yeah. Soon, probably.
Yeah, soon, probably soon, yeah.
Yeah. After they're done driving through that whale. Yeah, but it seems like you could synthesize that, you know, that whatever the drug is.
Compound V,
Compound V to appeal the last 15 minutes or whatever if you want.
Yeah, for
to.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that may be where it's headed. But, I mean, again, hopefully we'll get another season of this.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's confirmed.
Oh, it is confirmed. Okay,
yeah,
good.
We're definitely
all right, good.
So there you go.
Well, hopefully whoever is making this has the sense to know when they are not going to get another season and will finish the show off properly.
That sounds good
that
to
would
me,
be nice,
Mason.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, I love when shows finish. I was thinking about that show,
the Truman Show.
Yeah, do you ever see that show?
Yeah.
Do you ever see that TV series?
Go on.
I think it was called Almost Human with Carl Urban. It was like from like 2013.
Is he a ghost or something?
No, Mason, you idiot.
Oh.
You're thinking of a different movie or show. So it was called Almost Human. It came out in 2013. It was him and Michael Ealy, and he was paired up with an android.
Oh, yeah, vaguely.
And they were like,
that, yeah.
It was kind of Minority Report, but you got a robot mate. And I really liked it. It was only one season. But, I was like, Carl Urban, do more things. And he does. He's very busy.
That's right.
He's very busy.
He's busy fielding questions about, you know, Judge Dredd sequels and TV shows.
He's like, yes, I'll do it.
I'll do it if they do it, but I'm probably not going to do it.
It seems like they're doing it. Did you see one of the, who was it who posted this week, Josh Brolin will be a great Judge Dredd and Carl Urban. He clapped back Mason.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
All right.
Just as a bit of fun. But he would be a great Judge Dredd, but I'd prefer Urban to come back.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, than, yeah.
But Brolin, yeah, would be.
Did you see somebody on Twitter posted a bunch of pictures of Patrick Wilson and was like, This guy said, I'm going to be in a million movies, but I absolutely refuse to be famous. Yeah. And then Patrick Wilson's like, you got me. You thwarted me, my plan. He's in a million
true.
Movies.
Yeah, he's great.
He's in everything. He's always in like three movies a year, and you're like, oh, it's Patrick Wilson.
Yeah. I like that guy, but I wouldn't stop him in the street because he seems like a regular guy.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, The Boys, good stuff.
Love it.
Can't wait to see where it's going to go.
Who do you want to see explode?
Homelander.
Yeah.
That won't be for a while.
No.
What do you think his weakness is?
Being punched.
Yeah.
I think if you're...
Or poisoned milk.
Yeah, yeah. He can be physically bested, I feel.
By whom?
Well, his son shoves him.
Oh, that's true, actually.
Maybe his son kills him, but I feel like... I don't know what happens to him in the comics because I'm not up to date. I think it'll probably be that.
I think he's more powerful in the show than he is in the
yes.
comic books, I think.
But also, like, they drop a bunch of stuff on him and he's stuck for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Like, he doesn't have super hearing or X-ray vision or anything like that.
Yeah.
He's got all the brute force.
Yeah, he's not on a Superman style level. He's kind of like, he's got all the outward powers of Superman, but he can't, like, you know, rescue a plane load of people or anything like that.
No. He also looks like he's got cotton buds in his mouth sometimes.
I always wonder about that. What's going on there?
Is he Brandoing it?
Maybe it's teeth. Maybe he's
might
got
be his fake teeth.
Maybe he's got like pearly white superhero teeth.
You're probably right. Yeah,
and that, maybe that's what it is. I would like to see appearance of Tech Knight, who is like this. He's been mentioned repeatedly.
Oh, he's a Batman-esque dude.
Well, he's
isn't
more
he?
Of an Iron Man kind of guy.
Right.
Like he's kind of like because all the heroes in this universe are the result of Compound V. I'm wondering if he is. Super smart because he's been affected by Compound V.
Oh, maybe okay. Or is super resolve or something.
Yeah, because we get in this season, we get Eagle the Archer, who appears to have been given, he has superhuman accuracy because of Compound V, I think.
Yes. And there's that Daredevil dude, which that was brutal.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
Oh, my God. Why did he do that? Because he's mean and horrible.
He's mean and horrible, yeah. That'll do it.
That's interesting. So is he like a billionaire... Tech Knight, is he a billionaire in the comics? I can't remember.
No, he's just like a pervert with a suit of armor.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah, okay. Good for him.
It is good. Something I read this week. Did you read Three Jokers?
I have read.
Let's talk about Three
Let's
Jokers.
Let's talk about how many Jokers there are.
There's three. Currently three Jokers.
There's three Jokers.
Spoilers for the comic book Three Jokers.
Yes.
Now, for people who don't know, in the DC comic books many years ago.
I remember.
Batman receives a sort of a premonition of sorts or some sort of vision that rather than there being... one Joker, as he's always believed. There are, in fact, three Jokers.
Because his computer says one Joker.
That's right.
And Alfred's always like, one Joker, sir.
Yeah, that's right. but it's a plot point that was sort of shoved away, but now it's kind of been brought back to the forefront with this. It's going to be the revelation of why there are, in fact, three Jokers.
Is it the one Joker who created two other Jokers? Yes, I think.
Oh, you think it is? Yeah.
What do you think it is?
Yeah, maybe.
Because I feel like there's a core one, and the other
who,
ones
who
were
seem,
like
yeah who and the, these two the other two seem to be subordinate to him.
Yes,
yeah.
But that might be a misdirect,
right? And the plot line of this thus far with issue one is three Jokers appear around Gotham City, committing various crimes, and Red Hood and Batgirl are trying to and Batman are trying to track them down and determine how he's seemingly managed to.
Because
three crimes at the same
all
time.
All the evidence points to, like, it's the same guy. Like, it's not like they're imposters. It's like, this is literally the same guy.
Yeah, right. And they what the Jokers seem to be up to is potentially trying to create more Jokers with
Joker Squad.
That's right.
Yeah. So, because, we've got, like, the Damian Wayne, the Jason Todd crowbar Joker.
Mm-hmm.
There's the one who shot Barbara Gordon from The Killing Joke in this.
Main Joker.
Right. That's what it's saying. The design wise, at least.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I don't know whether that's going to tie into like this Joker did that and this Joker did that.
Were you confused from time to from panel to panel and page to page?
Which,
I was a little bit.
I'd have to read it again, but I don't remember being too.
Okay.
In terms of who was who, or
how do you think this is going to shake out? If you had to guess,
I think there's one Joker making Jokers are making a joke. Making
okay, but do you think what do you think? Do you think there will be more Jokers by the end of this?
Yes.
Or do you think there'll be we'll be back to a one Joker status quo.
Oh, no. They'll be back to one Joker. Yeah. That's what I think. Yeah. That's always the way. Uh-huh. I'm not going to end and be like, there's 10.
Maybe they will, though.
Be 10 forever.
Maybe they will, though.
Everything's always status quo with comics.
Yeah, I guess
things
so.
Things barely stick ever. Sometimes they do.
Mm. But, I mean, you know, there's like five Robins now, all doing different Robin stuff in slightly different masks. What if one Joker becomes the rib tickler and one Joker becomes the yarn spinner? You know, he's not as funny, but he tells a compelling yarn.
Oh, so you're like, this is okay. It's a guy
good.
You get bailed up with a party and you're like, this'll do. I'll just stand next to this guy.
Yeah, no, maybe. And you'd be like, he spins you a yarn and you're like, you should start a podcast. Spin some yarns on it. He's absolutely. Oh, maybe I will. I don't know.
He'd send out a signal and turn everyone into the Joker, though.
It's pretty probably.
You wouldn't want to encourage him to do that.
That is classic, the yarn spinner. Anyway, that's maybe I'm thinking because again, you know, there's you know, one Robin became the Red Hood and one became Nightwing.
Right.
Maybe there's gonna be an evil squad.
Yeah.
Until the universe is rebooted, at which point they'll be that's what DC has this failsafe.
That's what I'm talking about.
In the sense
that
but they can make big changes and then wait 5 years and go, there's just gonna be one Joker.
We actually didn't like that either. You know how you all didn't like it, we didn't like it.
That's right, yeah.
We were against
it. Yeah, and it was actually the fault of a fictional character. Who was just created by someone we don't like him either. He's in our bad books, but he did it. It's not our fault that he did it.
That's it.
Oh,
great stuff.
It is great stuff.
All in all,
I'm very intrigued. But I think maybe we'll revisit Three Jokers when it's finished and
see what's happening in Three Jokers.
Yeah, see how many Jokers there are at the end.
Three
Jokers.
What's next, Mason?
Next is the letters segment. So we'll
letters.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
You know they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
I'll just be bringing up my letters because you can actually reach the show hashtag weeklyplanetpod on Twitter and we'll read out some of your Twitters. weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com if you want to be like, here's an email. Here's what's cool and hot.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's good.
Mm. Just got one here quickly, says. Andreas says, will you ever discuss Palm Springs? I think we did.
We did briefly, but we didn't give away anything about it.
I did Unsuggestible. I talked about my less successful podcast. Oh. But yeah. Mm. What have you got in terms of letters? I do have more letters.
Yeah, here's a couple. Let's have a look here. This one is, we've got a couple of people emailing from Louisiana, USA. This is David Leloux.
Here we go.
He says, hey guys, I love your show. The city I live in, Lake Charles, Louisiana, USA, was just demolished by a hurricane.
Boom.
It's been super stressful. I agree. We've been living with no water or electricity for a week and it will most likely go another 7 to 8 weeks. I'm not optimistic about it, but I've been able to listen to y'all's show a lot more. That's some Louisiana talking right there for us.
So you're doing.
He's translated it into the writing.
I was going to say, I didn't understand that.
It's one of the few things that makes this bearable. Y'all are awesome. So thank you, David.
Thank you. Good
luck,
man.
And I've got another email. From
an awful situation.
I know, it's no good. This is from John from Louisiana. Hey guys, love the podcast. I've been listening for a few years but never written. Just seemed like a lot of work. But I wanted to say thanks for making it. It is a lot of work. But I wanted to say thanks for making things a little better. Sometimes things are bad, like with everything that's happening in the world right now. But then you get hit with a hurricane and think it can't get much worse than this. But then you lose power and are left just sitting in the dark without anything to pass the time. Finally, I remembered I had some pre-downloaded Weekly Planet episodes on my phone. I know others have it way worse than me, but thanks for giving me something to listen to.
But also, that's pretty bad. Like, it's nice that you're like, others have it worse. I mean, yeah, sure. But, that's really bad also.
Yeah. Well, to John and David, I'm hope power gets restored and everybody in Louisiana.
Absolutely. No, just them.
Just those two.
Just the listeners of our show.
Just two lights going in Louisiana.
So they can subscribe to Big Sandwich.
That's exactly right.
.co. That's no good.
Also, topic idea, standalone versus franchise. What standalone movies would you like to have seen explored further?
Ooh,
franchises should have stopped at one?
Ooh.
Stay Gold, Pony Boys, John from Louisiana.
That's a good topic.
Is it good?
We'll write it down. Put it on our topic list of topics.
Yes.
Great. What are we doing next week?
Don't know.
We could probably do that.
Maybe that.
Depending if we can see Tenet this week, probably not.
Unlikely.
Yeah.
What do you got? You got some emails?
It's from Lachlan. I do have one from Lachlan. First, I have one from Gay Gravy's Finest Hour.
Good name.
Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. If you cut off Wolverine's head, does the body grow a new head? Or does the head grow a new body? Or do both grow back and now there's two Wolverines? So,
He dies.
He dies, yeah. So he doesn't regenerate limbs. I mean, it's depending on...
Sure.
Versions, but that's the general consensus,
I think,
right?
So, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because there's a version in a parallel timeline where he's Cyclops lasered his hand off.
Yeah.
And he's just got a stump. So, I guess so, yeah.
Mm. Why did Cyclops do that? For love?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
as long as it was justified.
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's – so you, it's not one of those you cut him down the middle and there's – no.
I don't think so. I think he would just die.
He would die, yeah.
Deadpool, who knows?
Who knows?
I think there's been different interpretations
then again,
of
you know,
guy.
You can also – you can remove one half of a person's brain.
Yes.
And the other half will compensate. You can actually do that.
Huh.
I mean, not like willy-nilly.
Sure.
There is surgery involved.
Sure, you can't just
– to the nth degree.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that is possible. You can live with half a brain.
Yeah. Those people are in Parliament, aren't they, Jed? They're working in Parliament.
He's got him.
Congressmen.
He's got him.
And House of Representatives. They all are... politicians around the world operating with half a brain. All of them. I don't like them. They're doing a bad job mostly.
They didn't hear this, but they would have felt that. They would have been like, oof, like a twinge.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
In their heart, in the empty spot in their head where the other half of their brain is supposed to be.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like, yeah, you're right. A lot of people in power are just like, they just want to be there. They don't, it's not necessarily about doing good. It's just like, I want to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell people.
And I think they should get their heads chopped off. We'll see.
See how much brain
grows back.
There.
See how much grows back. That's all I'm saying.
What else you got in terms
of
letters?
This is an email from Joseph Ropes. Here's another one from Trinidad.
Hello.
Hey, guys. I was listening to the pod while driving, and to my surprise, a Trini wrote in.
Yeah.
So that's apparently what you called if you're from Trinidad. You're
I didn't
a Trini.
Know that. I didn't know that.
Just had to take the opportunity to tell you all you have more listeners in Trinidad supporting you. Enjoy every second of the pod. It helps me through tough and trying times. Keep doing what you're doing. You have the support of another faithful guy from Trinidad. That's Joseph.
That's awesome. Trinidad. Two people.
Yeah.
We're going to get them all soon.
Yeah, everybody in Trinidad.
Yeah, that's how we're going to do it.
We could be the kings of Trinidad.
Oh, that'd be great. Right? We'd be politicians?
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll have to get some of our brains removed.
Yeah, it's at least half. From Lachlan Everett said, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. I'd be interested to know what you, I think we might have answered this before, I can't remember, but I'd be interested to know your answer to this. What was your dream job as young adults and what happened or didn't happen to lead to where you are now?
All right.
So what was the thing when you were a kid you're like, I want to be a race
car? I think I mentioned this not on a podcast, but I did mention it on one of our Q&As once. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a private detective.
That's right.
Because I think I'd seen Magnum PI and some like old-timey like Maltese Falcon detective stuff. And I'm like, well, regardless of the situation, you get to wear a Hawaiian shirt and drive around a Ferrari.
That's right.
And you solve mysteries, but the rules of being a policeman don't seem to apply to you.
You don't have to be arresting nobody.
You just get in a fist fight and drive off in your Ferrari.
But you're friends with some of the law.
Exactly. But they don't like you, but you get results kind of thing.
That's right.
I'm like, this seems wild and fun. And then I think, you know, very shortly afterwards, you look into it and you're like, well, you got to – it's almost exclusively –
just cheating husbands.
Yeah, it's there's no Ferraris. It's almost exclusively sitting in an old Toyota Corolla outside like a gym or whatever.
Exactly.
Waiting to take photos of a cheating spouse or whatever. And, yeah.
There's a private detective in Search Party. Have you seen Search Party?
I have seen Search Party, yeah.
Yeah, and that's like played by Ron Livingston. And that's like I would imagine a more accurate representation
of what it is.
Yeah. I knew a guy from my school who went on to become a private detective. He was fucking awful, like an awful bloke beforehand.
Right,
and I'm like, yeah, that's – yeah.
And a pervert, probably.
Probably, yeah. And I'm like, that makes sense that this guy would go
and
into this
line. And I also mentioned on the Q&A that I was having a conversation with somebody about this exact thing. And she was like, being a private investigator doesn't even pay that much money. So you're sitting in a car or whatever. And I'm like, really? And she's like, yeah, because I knew a guy who – was a private detective and he also owned a pie face.
Oh, right. Like I think you told me that.
For people who don't know, the now mostly defunct 24-hour savory pie fast food restaurant.
If you want an old warm pie, mate. Did you like him?
I do. But what I enjoy about that, like that's the funniest for me, that's the funniest combination of jobs because – realistically, what has happened there is obviously he's a successful franchise owner.
Yeah.
And he's decided with his extra money, he's just going to live this, again, childhood fantasy and be like, I'm going to be a PI. It's going to be cool kind of thing. But what I like to think is that he's actually like the best Sherlock Holmes-esque consulting detective in the world, but he hates it. But the only reason he does it is to keep this failing pie face open. That's why, like, people come from far and wide to get these mysteries solved. And he's like, all right. Okay, I got to keep the lights on in this pie face. Because that's what I like to do. I like putting the lids on those pies.
Oh, absolutely. Are they be making those pies in-house?
I think so.
I don't believe it.
Or maybe they get them off a truck.
I think they get them off a truck. I was – I wanted to be an artist.
Okay.
I was –
In a way you are.
No.
I'm like a painting artist. No, like drawing
and stuff. And I was a pretty good drawer as a kid. My skills never progressed because I cannot remember who, but somebody was like, oh, so yeah, you want to be like a poor struggling artist. And I'm like, no, I want to be. But so I thought
yes.
that you could not make money out of it.
Yeah.
That's what was kind of, because I went to a school that was like, be management, work in a bank. And again, nothing wrong with that. But so it just kind of got like drilled out of me that you don't make it, which is now I realize that's obviously not true.
Well, I think
somebody has to do that stuff.
I remember being told, like, I think in like, you know, grade one or whatever, like you'd write little short stories. And I think I remember a teacher saying, you could be a writer, except there's no money in it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I guess if a person older than me said it, if a person who in retrospect was probably 29 told me there's no money in being a writer, I guess I can't be a writer.
Yeah. So, but the stuff that's out there that people are creating, somebody's doing it.
Yeah.
So why not you? Right. Here's a good example. We both follow on Twitter. Tristan the Peas.
Oh, yeah.
Is an amazing artist, and I love all the stuff that she posts. And she seems like she's living a pretty sweet-ass lifestyle, mate. Yeah. There's money, I'm saying.
That's right.
And don't do it for like...
There's always money in the pie face, that's all I'm saying.
But you know, there's also like, do you watch like that, follow that For Exposure account?
No.
Where it's just people.
Oh, I see.
Where it's just people asking for free art and stuff like that. Yeah. It's like, can you just do me an icon for Twitter? And they're like, oh, it's this much. And they're like, oh, it's a bit much. And it's like, well, it's not doing it for free, am I? So I don't know, man. That's how it is. Do what you want is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anything else?
What do we got?
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of stuff. I got a bunch of emails.
Stuff, Mason.
Let's have a look. Okay, this is from Daniel.
Hello, Daniel.
Daniel from Oregon.
Hello.
Hey, guys, I've been a long-time viewer of the show. I've been subscribed for the last 4 years. I've listened to the pod since last year, and I've almost finished listening to the whole back catalogue while I work as a janitor for a small health clinic. You guys allow me to prevent myself from hearing the waiting room music that plays the whole time.
Just switch it out.
Yeah, nice.
For this, Mason.
If you could, for totally.
And then listen to the waiting music on your earbuds.
That's right. Really get the full experience.
Yeah.
I was hoping I could be the official janitor of the podcast. Absolutely.
Done and done.
Also, I hope you and all your editors are all doing well during this pandemic, especially James. As you could tell, prior to the pandemic, he was already losing his mind.
Correct.
Yeah.
Look, I'll be lying if I said I wouldn't I wouldn't be doing much anyway. But it's more taxing on, like, you know, my kid who can't, like, see his friends.
That's
bullshit,
true.
Man.
Yeah.
Mm. What's, that's good.
It is good.
Yeah, we're doing okay. And the editors seem to be doing okay, from what I can tell.
Mm.
Ben, Matt and Mitch, just out in the universe. What are they up to?
Who knows?
That's right.
I've got one here, Mason.
I'm ready, James.
Says Jordan says, what is one movie from your childhood you wish you could experience again for the first time? Movie, first time.
Childhood.
Yeah. I'd love to see The Lord of the Rings again.
Yeah, right.
Those movies. Though I was like... in my late teens when those came out.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That counts, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Star Wars?
Batman 89.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Don't you think you'd be like, this is weird?
Are we seeing it as an adult?
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a swing though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a massive swing, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. I like it. What about Batman Forever or Batman Returns?
No.
No?
Well, I think I'd appreciate them more now as an adult though. You're probably right.
But you'd have to know that they were made then, right? You couldn't be like, somebody just made this.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Who would make this now? What is
exactly.
this?
Exactly, yeah.
I don't understand.
You're absolutely right. If it was like, here's, they filmed this and then it never got released and it's been in an archive somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, this is amazing that they didn't release this. I mean, it's weird.
It does rarely happen. I mean, Fantastic Four. You know what I did watch the other day, which I'd never seen?
Uh-huh.
Cube. Remember the movie Cube?
I remember the movie Cube.
And that was kind of like a time capsule of like a completely new thing that is 20 plus years old. And I'm like, this is all right, man. This is mostly in a cube. Spoiler alert, but then I remembered about halfway through, I'm like, I remember back to high school and somebody told me the ending of Cube because I was like, I'll never see the movie Cube. And then it just popped into my head, this thought I haven't had in 20 years. And I'm like, great. Like, that's the thing that I remember.
Well, now I know the ending to the movie Cube, which I'm watching now.
Yeah, so
ugh.
It was right.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of watching Cube 2 and then Cube Year Zero.
Yeah.
Just getting in on
Cube
the
Cube. Cube 2 Hypercube.
Getting in on the Cube. Have you seen Cube?
I've seen Cube, yeah.
It's filmed in one cube, but they make it look like it's more than one cube.
Mm.
They're not going to different cubes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, you know what I would have liked? You know what I'd like to see again? I don't know if it's childhood. It might be a little after that, but I would like to see Dark City again for the first time.
Yeah.
But the version where they don't have the scroll at the start that explains what the movie is. Speaking of spoilers.
I think it was 98. That still counts for you.
Yeah, because you haven't seen Dark City.
Yeah.
It's a cool noirish mystery.
Yeah.
It takes a real big twist sort of in the middle. But if you watched it in cinemas, the studio insisted on like an opening crawl that explained what was going to happen in the movie.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, great. That's what's going to happen.
Did cool. you see Dark City in cinemas?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Ah, so that's the version you watched.
Yes.
Terrific.
Yeah. So, but the director's cut, or like you get on DVDs, or basically identical, except they've taken that out, so you can actually be surprised by it.
Absolutely.
So that's the movie. That's
a great.
And it still holds up. I've watched it recently.
Yeah.
It's good.
And so that opens with just a bunch of question marks, and you're like, whoa,
yeah.
suspense is killing me.
It starts with director Alex Proyas just in a cubicle. It's like in a janitor's closet being like, I don't know either.
I'm working this out with you. Yeah.
Maybe I'll make Gods of Egypt next.
What about Matrix? The Matrix.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
But again, if you saw that now, would you be like, this is reminiscent of many things?
Yeah, well, I guess that's true, yeah.
Mm. You'd have to watch something now, you'd have to erase everything else that has kind of come since it. Yeah. There we go. That's my last question. But do you have any more question?
Let's see. Oh, this is from Luca. Hello, my name is Luca.
Like we the song, know Luca.
And I'm a South African stranded on the big island in Hawaii due to all the coronas. Been subscribed to the Mr. Sunday channel for years now and only fairly recently started listening to the podcast during work hours on Mondays.
Worst places to be, man. Hawaii is a beautiful place.
I know, right? I'm a digital artist. Been going through a bit of a rough patch recently and just wanted to thank y'all. We're going to get a lot of y'alls this week.
I'm loving
y'alls.
For being
one of the only consistent highlights to my week. I laugh out loud while listening pretty much every week and then remember I'm in an office where people are trying to focus. Cheers.
As long as you're getting
cheers
your
to
work
you,
done.
Luca.
Cheers to you, Luca.
Yeah,
thank
have a
you
tropical
very much.
Drink on us.
Absolutely.
I mean, wait, not on us. We can't give you any money, but... Give us money and then buy yourself a tropical drink and drink the tropical drink. Be a fun time. I'm just recommending it. If somehow you're in Hawaii and it hasn't occurred to you to drink a tropical drink of some sort...
Absolutely.
Please do that.
I've got a question for you. This is unrelated.
Okay.
Because I was just looking, because there's more news before I do that before the end of the show. Did you ever play the Tony Hawk 1 and 2 games on the PlayStation?
No, but there's a relaunch.
Apparently it's amazing.
Quite recently.
I think I might get it.
Okay.
It's not bogged down in all the other...
You're going to do some sick
absolute
tricks?
...absolute garbage. Yeah, I might.
Do some aerials and varials?
Yeah, apparently it's got that kind of, like a really good flow to it.
Oh.
But are you just in a little arena or can you go down a hill in a race? Because I like going down a hill in a race sometimes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Maybe do some research.
Too. Yeah.
Folks out there, here's your action item for this week. Can you go down some hills in the new Tony Hawk 1 and 2? Yes or no? No context, please.
You don't need
just
it.
Say yes or no. Can you go down some hills?
Yes. But in a race.
But in a race, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. I like those extreme sporty games. Mm. Remember Wave Race on the Nintendo 64 where you're in a jet ski? Not in it, on it. Can you be in a jet ski?
You can be in the engine compartment.
Yeah, you could if somebody mashed you in there. Interesting. Okay, that's the show.
That's the whole show.
This
Thank
week.
You everybody oh, so we, much we for listening.
We did get a question from someone called Or Just Bloke, but that I might have cut off something here in the name. It says, what's next for the Buka Club and when is Joker commentary dropping? I think we answered those questions.
We did, it's true.
I believe. So Joker maybe today. Or something.
Very soon, at any rate.
Yeah, if it's not this week, it'll be next week.
That's
and
right.
also, it is, that's his name, Or Just Bloke.
Yeah. The Walking Dead, yeah. Is and what we're going to be talking about, the comic book series. Right. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. I hope everybody's doing all right out there.
Yeah, man.
Thank you so much for telling your friends and leaving a nice review. James, you got a nice review there?
I do have a couple of reviews here, Mason, because we love reviews. It really helps the show. This one says it's from JFIJFNFHCNCNMCMC.
Great.
It's all right, but it's 5 stars. You should give it a listen if you like movies, video games, comics, and stuff. And this one is from Handsome Jeff, who said, "Nuke the Spud. You can cook a medium-sized baked potato in a microwave by wrapping it in a moist paper towel and placing it in a Ziploc bag for 8 minutes. Leave a small portion of the bag open to vent steam. 5 stars. It's good stuff,
great
man.
Great tip, like
got
it.
Any other tips you can and or just regular reviews you can drop in?
Just
your platform of choice.
Oh, cooking tips would be great, actually. If you want to leave a 5-star review and then a cooking tip, or a fun recipe you can do in lockdown.
Mm.
You know,
if you're cooking a chip, right? If you're cooking a wedge or a sweet potato fry,
yes,
you're boiling those chips before you put them in the oven because you can actually cut down significantly on the baking time.
Oh, interesting.
You get them cooked beforehand. I feel they come out better, softer on the inside, crisper on the outside.
Very nice.
Otherwise, they might dry it out a bit more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
It's just something
that's pretty wise. That's a wise. It's the kind of tips we need in the 5-star reviews that people provide.
But you know what's never as good as regular chips? Chips that you cook at home. You're like, all right.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, I'll eat them, but I'm not happy about it.
It's true.
Boo. I get some Red Rooster, Mason. It's Father's Day. I should treat myself. Anyway, what's next?
Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you'd like to get in contact with the show, you can go to weeklyplanetpod at Gmail, Facebook, Twitter, at Bandcamp. You can go to planetbroadcasting.com. You can sign up to the newsletter from the great Rob Collings. He's at Rob Collings on Twitter. He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. I am Wikipedia Ran on Twitter, and I'm Nick Maso, N-I-C-K-M-A-S-E-A-U on Instagram. James, you're Mr. Sunday Movies. Everywhere.
Come by for Milan.
That's right. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. If you'd like to chuck in a buck, we'd very much appreciate it.
Definitely.
Anything you can spare in these trying times or nothing at all, you just want to listen to the podcast.
That's fine also. We don't mind.
You probably just paid $35 for Milan, so just...
You shouldn't have. Why'd you do it?
Take a month off.
Yeah.
You can also go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description if you want to get some stuff delivered to your house. Just click through on our affiliate link. We get a little something.
You're ordering a bunch of stuff in this time?
Bought a transformer.
Oh, yeah.
Said I wasn't going to.
New Ultra Magnus.
I got a new Ultra Magnus. It's real nice.
It's way better than the old one.
Well, here's the thing.
That old one's a piece of shit.
There've been a bunch in between the original one that I have and this one, but this is the first one where it's also the little guy. And you add the bits on and he becomes the big guy. Like it's they're
Can you send me a picture of what the little guy looks without all the bits on?
They're mirror images.
That's fucking right.
Anyway, I can no longer say, have you bought any weird stuff during lockdown? No, I have.
What have I bought? Nothing. Oh, that Fast and Furious game I still haven't played.
Sitting out there looking at me. Yeah.
What else, Mason?
Also, you can go to bigsandwich.co. As previously mentioned, you can sign up for $9 a month. We give you all sorts of bonus stuff.
There's a back catalogue of stuff there.
That's exactly right.
All the audio commentaries, all the book clubs, everything.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Let's see. We've got some T-shirts on tpublic.com. Just search for The Weekly Planet. Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. Next week, who knows, maybe that thing we said.
Yeah. Maybe a different thing's coming out.
A different thing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
And please stay safe, everybody.
Look after your friends and or family.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.